今天我心中充满感谢神，他在创世以前拣选了我们一家，使我们今天在基督里享受他所赐一切的丰盛的恩典。感谢教会这神的家，让我们和孩子一同在里面生命成长，蒙祝福，被建造。在天成教会的18年，我儿子从拽着妈妈衣服一同坐在琴凳上诗琴的小不点，长成了今天6尺高的大男孩。他认识了耶稣基督，并且归入主的名下。教会塑造了他敬畏神、坚持真理、热心公义、真诚待人、乐于付出的品格。受洗后，圣灵更是在他里面更新建造他，借着顺服权柄的功课，使他经历神的大能和祝福。
Peace, brothers and sisters. My name is Yong Tseng, and the guy standing right here, who is taller than me, is my son, Alan. In another week, he will be 18 years old. Today, my heart is filled with gratitude. Thank God that he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, so that we may enjoy the riches of his grace. I thank this church for allowing my family to grow together, to be blessed, and to be built up in the Spirit. In his 18 years at EBCC, from the small child who clung to his mother's clothes as she played the piano, into this 6-foot-tall young man, he has come to know Jesus and has been baptized in his name. Church has taught him to fear God and live in the truth. It has given him a heart of service and made him an honest person. After his baptism, the Spirit has built up in him and changed him, teaching him obedience, allowing him to experience God's blessing and power.
Alan 以优异的成绩高中毕业，但究竟要选择哪些大学，成了一个让我和我们家头痛的问题。因为我和我儿子有不同的看法。那天晚上，我进 Alan 的房间对他说，我经过研究，觉得你必须要再加添两个学校。孩子一听，极力反对，说是对那两所学校他没感觉，不会去报。我一听，当时就发火，说了很重的话，然后我们各自回房生气。我想我是为他好，他竟然这么不领情，还公然反对。我祷告求神让我平静，同时反省我自己。艾伦是我的儿子，没错，但他更是天父的孩子，是神托付给我的产业，我是来替神管理这产业的。更何况大学是他去读，我应该尊重孩子的志愿。以弗所书6章4节说，你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。我看见自己的怒气和伤人的语言违背了神的话，我就在神面前认罪悔改，然后到儿子面前解释认错。当他听到我道歉时，他马上安慰我说，他能理解我是为他好，而且已经决定从我提议的两所学校中申请一所。
对。Even though Alan did very well in high school, choosing colleges to apply to was a bit of a headache for us. My son and I had many differing opinions. One night I entered Alan's room and said to him that I had done some research and that he should apply to 2 more schools. He was very opposed to this idea and said that he had no inclinations towards either one of them and that he wouldn't apply. I became very upset, exchanging some very harsh words, and ultimately departed from his room in anger. I thought I was being so good to him and wondered how he could be so ungrateful and openly opposed. I prayed for peace and came to some realizations. Alan is my son, yes, but moreover, he is the child of the Heavenly Father who had entrusted him to me. Alan would be the one attending college as well in the fall and not me. Ephesians 6:4 says, Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. I saw that my angry actions were contrary to the word of God. Ask for the Lord for forgiveness, and afterwards apologize to my son. When he heard my words, he immediately comforted me by saying he knew that I was only doing what I thought was best for him, and even told me that he would apply to one of those two schools.
为了 Alan 的学校，我和舒家常常同心合意在神面前祷告，求神为孩子预备一所最适合他的学校，并且求神为 Alan 预备近前的室友和校园团契，使他在大学的日子里能够紧紧地抓住神，里面的生命渐渐成熟，爱主更多。
My wife and I have always prayed that Alan's school would be the best fit for him, complete with a good roommate and a wonderful fellowship group, so that in his college days, they would be filled with God, so that he would mature, and so that his love for the Lord would grow ever larger.
感谢神，今天他为我儿子预备的超乎我们所想所求，在两个给予我们很好 offer 的学校中， Alan 决定要去 UPenn。这就是他老爸为他选的，神为他预备的大学。在这特殊的时刻，我期盼 Alan 在大学的日子里每天亲近神，读经祷告，尽快找到教会和团契，使自己在灵里天天长进，做一个合神心意的人。要实现治病救人的理想，这条路很长，希望你把在高中的认真学习的态度用在大学和以后的学习中。愿有一天梦想成真，你的生命成为神祝福人的管道。赞美主，荣耀归于神。
Thank God that he has given my son more than we had asked for, and thatFrom the two great offers of admission that he received, Alan has decided to go to the University of Pennsylvania, the school that his father had suggested and that God had prepared for him. On this special occasion, I hope that Alan would, one, pray to God and read his word every day, and to find a church and fellowship as quickly as possible so that he would grow up in the spirit and become a man after God's own heart, and two, achieve his dream of pursuing medicine, a road that is long and difficult.I hope he studies hard in college so that this goal may be attained, so that other people might see the light of God in him. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Okay.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Alan Tung, and I am a senior at Creskill High School. I feel so blessed to be able to stand here in front of you today to give thanks to God for his limitless grace. It is almost unbelievable that I have been a part of this enriching church community for almost 18 years, and am now finally on the verge of graduating high school.
早上好，兄弟姐妹，我是 Alan Tung, Creskill 高四学生。我很荣幸今天能够站在你们面前见证神和他莫大的恩典，真是令人难以相信。随着江陵的高中毕业，我已经在这教会近18年了。
God has played a very central role in my high school career. My discovery of Asian Young Life in freshman year introduced me to a whole new world of spiritual interactions.God became more real to me than ever before as I came to fellowship with other teenagers outside of my church. In this way, my faith slowly expanded into the real world, not just limiting itself to Sundays. Prayers became conversation instead of just a habit, and through the various lessons I learned at both AYL and church, and with the aid of my peers and mentors in Christ, this spiritual growth culminated in my baptism a little over a year ago.
神在我的高中生涯里起了主导的作用。在高一的时候，我从亚洲青年团契中发现了一个全新的精神互动世界， 每当我在团契时，神对我来说比以往任何时候都更加真实。这样我的信仰慢慢从教会来到现实世界，祷告也就成为我与神的交谈的一种方式，而不是不再是只是习惯。通过亚洲青年团契和教会，以及我在组内弟兄和导师的帮助下，我学到了各种经验教训。这种灵敏成长促成了我在一年多前受了洗。
After my baptism, my spiritual life was far from perfect. However, it was the fiery intensity of senior year that required me to trust God all the more, ultimately strengthening my relationship with Him. It was through these stressful times that God told me to rely on Him. Philippians 4:6-7 states, Do not be anxious in anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The stresses of senior year also allowed me to develop a more intimate relationship with my parents. As my father has already stated in his testimony, God used the college application process to teach me that my parents really do want what's best for me, and that obedience to one's parents is one of the Ten Commandments for a reason.
虽然我受了洗，但我的精神生活并非完美。一直到高四，每当我压力大的时候，神就告诉我，不单要依靠他，更要相信他。腓立比书4:6-7指出，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐的出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。就是这样，最终加强了我与神的关系，同时也使我和我的父母有了更亲密的关系。正如我的父亲在他的证词中指出，神在我的大学申请过程中教导了我，我的父母要给我的总是最好的，而我对父母的顺服就是源于实践。
Praise God that I was able to grow up in such a wonderful spiritual foundation. I would like to thank this entire congregation for looking after me and teaching me how to walk with our Lord. Though it shall be hard to part from this community with the onset of the new school year, the lessons I have learned here shall guide me through the perilous maze of college. I hope and pray not only that I would remain unwavering in my faith, but that I will also be a light unto others. Thank you.
赞美神，我的成长能够有这样美好的精神基础，我要感谢照顾我、教我如何与主同行的教会弟兄姐妹。虽然新学年我将不在这里，但我所学到的功课会使我在大学里保持清醒的头脑。我祷告并盼望，我不仅能坚定我的信念，而且能成为一个容神益人的人。谢谢大家。
The English Bible study group will offer song Take My Life and Let It Be. 现在英文查经班要献一首歌。
Let them flow with ceaseless praise. Thou dost wear a crown of thorns for me.
For me, for me.
Thou dost give my life on Calvary.
On Calvary.
Lord, I give to thee my life and all to be. Thine henceforth eternally. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Thou dost wear a crown of thorns for me.
For me, for me.
Thou dost give thy life on Calvary.
On Calvary.
Lord, I give to thee my life and all to be. Thine henceforth eternally. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages for thee. Thou dost wear a crown of thorns for me.
For me, for me.
Thou dost give thy life on Calvary.
On Calvary.
Lord, I give to thee my life and all to be. Thine henceforth eternally. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power thou shalt choose. Thou dost wear a crown of thorns for me.
For me, for me.
Thou dost give thy life on Calvary.
On Calvary.
Lord, I give to thee my life and all to be. Thine henceforth eternally. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart and make thine own. It shall be the royal throne. Thou dost wear a crown of
for me, for me.
Thou dost give thy life on Calvary.
On Calvary.
Lord, I give to thee my life and all to be. Thine henceforth eternally. Take my love, my Lord, I pour. At thy feet is treasure stored. Take myself and I will be ever holy, Lord, for thee. Thou dost wear a crown of thorns for me.
For me, for me.
Thou dost give thy life on Calvary.
On Calvary.
Lord, I give to thee my life and all to be. Thine henceforth eternally.
Brother Jeffrey will now share his encouragement for the graduates. Jeffrey 弟兄现在跟我们分享他对毕业生的勉励。
Pastor Crennel has asked me to share a few words of encouragement and advice to the high school graduates based on what I learned when I was in college.
Crennel 牧师请我让我分享我在大学里的生活的经验为这些毕业高中毕业的学生来分享。
It is always an exciting time when one chapter of your life ends and another begins.
当你人生的一个章节结束，另外一个章节开始的时候，这是让人非常兴奋的事情。
College represents a new beginning with new opportunities.
大学代表了一个新的开始，也带着新的机会。
For the first time, you'll really be able to do whatever you want.
第一次，你可以随心所欲。
Your parents won't be there to yell at you.
你的父母不在你的身边，对你吼，大声大喊的叫。
You'll have the opportunity to try new things.
你有尝试新事情的经验。
And you'll be
机会。
And you'll be able to make new friends.
你也可以交新的朋友。
For those of you who are actually going to study,
如果你真的是要到大学里去学习的话
you can actually choose classes that you're interested in.
你可以真的选你自己真的有兴趣的课程。
These will be some of the many decisions that will play a role in your maturation from an adolescent to a young adult.
许许多多的决定都是在让你帮助你从一个青年到从一个少年到青年的过程。
But the most important group of decisions you will make will begin on that first Sunday in your dorm room.
可是在这许许多多的决定当中最重要的是在你寝室第一个主日清晨醒来的那个第一个主日。
Most of you grew up in the church like I did.
大部分的你们像我一样是在教会里长大的。
And we were taught to believe in God.
我们被教导要相信神。
Because it was the right thing to do.
因为这是一件对的事情。
Because our parents believed.
因为我们的父母都是基督徒。
But on that first Sunday,
可是在那个第一个主日,
the decision to wake up early and attend church will be completely up to you.
要不要早起,要不要到教会的决定却是在于你。
There will definitely be a temptation to sleep in.
当然,这个继续睡觉的引诱是非常大的。
And when you give in the first time, the next few times will be that much harder to resist.
如果你第一次能够如果不拒绝那样的引诱的话，以后就再要想拒绝就蛮难的了。
This will only be the first of many tests you will face in college that will challenge your faith.
在这其实就是在你将来要遇见的许许多多的第一次的时候的挑战，对你的信心的挑战，这是你的第一次。
No longer will you have the support of your parents or your church.
你不再有你的父母和教会在你旁边支持你。
It will be up to you to decide whether you want to continue to grow in faith in Christ.
完完全全是在乎你自己要不要再继续的在基督里长进。
To finally make your faith your own.
你终结是把这个样的信心，这样的信仰是成为你自己的信仰。
Unfortunately, the statistics show thatMost college students who were raised in the church fall away.
很不幸的是在统计学来看，许许多多在教会长大的孩子们到了大学，许许多多都远离了教会。
But luckily for me, this church built a good enough foundation where I wanted to continue to grow.
可是我很幸运，因为这个教会在我的身上建立了非常稳固的根基，让我能够继续在基督里继续的成长。
I knew one of the first things I had to do was to find a church.
我知道第一件事我要做的是我要找一个教会。
And to find other Christians on campus to connect with.
要在学校里找到其他的基督徒能与他们连接。
Looking back on it now, that was the best decision I made in college.
我现在回顾，那个是我最好的，也是最重要的，在我大学里的决定。
And that decision helped me to make many other decisions down the road.
那个决定也帮助了我将来我在人身上其他的决定。
And so it is my hope.
所以是我的盼望。
And the hope of this church.
也对这个教会的盼望。
That you decide to wake up early on that first Sunday.
让你能够在宿舍里第一个主日能够早起。
And then the next Sunday.
然后第二个主日也能早起。
And all the Sundays after that.
那所有的主日在那个以后都能够早起。
It will be the most important decision you will make.
这就是你应该是你最重要的一个决定。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Brother Quentin will now share his message with us. Quentin 弟兄要现在跟我们分享他的信息。
Let's open our Father's Word to Genesis chapter 32.
请问把开父神的话在创世纪第32章。
I have been very blessed in the last 45 minutes.
在刚刚过去的45分钟里面，我感觉到我深深的被祝福到。
And to our graduates, I wish you my heartiest congratulations. And to your parents, I wish just that you would know that you've done a good job for the Lord.
对着今年的毕业生，我真是要把我诚挚的祝贺给你们和你们的父母，因为你们实在是做了很棒的工作。
But this morning, I want to be a prophet.
但是今天早晨，我要做一些先知性的讲道。
Not a prophet like Harold Camping, who was wrong.
我并不会像那个Harold Camping 一样讲一些错误的预言。
But I will guarantee that I am 100% right.
但是我可以保证我是100%的正确。
And if I am wrong,
如果我错了，
you may stone me in the parking lot.
你可以在停车场，你就用石头把我打死。
And I say this, and I think all the other adults in this room will join me in this prophecy.
我相信我今天要讲的，也就是我们在场的所有的父母、成年人都会跟我同心的来讲。
Not only will the adults join me in this prophecy to you graduates, but Job will join me in this prophecy.
甚至不但是我们在场的成年人，甚至连圣经的约伯都会同意我的说法。
James will join me in this prophecy.
而且甚至连雅各也会同意我这样说法。
And we all will join with our Savior in this prophecy.
而且我们也通通与我们的救主一起和同心。
And here's my word of prophecy.
这是我要说的。
You will face tough times.
你一定会碰到很困难的时间。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can come to you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus.
父神啊，我们为着今天早晨能够借着耶稣基督的名来到你面前，感谢你。
And we come to the only place we can go for guidance.
而且我们也今天只能够来到你的面前来求引导。
We come not to the words of man or the stories of men and women, but we come to the word of God.
我们没有办法来到任何这世界上的人事物面前，我们唯有来到你的话语面前。
And we pray, Father, as we look into our future.
我们这样的祷告就是当我们往前看的时候。
Through the lens of the past.
我们能够借着我们过去的历史。
You'd give us the understanding of Christ for the present.
让我们能够看到我们现在在基督里的光景。
I pray in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
In Genesis chapter 32, we have a story about a man by the name Jacob.
当我们来看创世纪三十二章的时候，我们看到有个人名叫雅各。
And Jacob was much like Jeffrey had just said at a point of transition.
雅各他的遭遇就像刚刚 Jeffrey 所讲的，他正在人生的一个关口。
Jacob is not painted with very pretty picture with very pretty colors in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约的圣经里面，我们看到雅各的时候，他并不是一个很可爱的人物。
I don't think you'd want to go into full partnership with Jacob, a 50-50 partnership with Jacob.
我想我们可能没有人愿意跟那个雅各来一起合作50-50的做生意。
Because the Bible said he was a deceiver.
因为圣经告诉我们雅各是个骗子。
He was a trickster.
他是一个很狡猾的人。
He would work very well on the boardwalk, and he would have taken your money and never felt bad about it.
而且他在谈判桌上，他可以做得很好，然后最后把你的钱通通拐走。
Not only was he a deceiver, he was a liar.
他不仅很诡诈，而且他是个说谎。
And not only he tricked his brother out of the inheritance, and then he lied to his dad about what he had done.
他用诡诈带他的兄弟，而且他向他的父亲撒谎。
It seems as if we find him sort of in the tent all the time with his mommy. He seemed to be a mommy's boy.
我们看圣经，好像他总是跟缠住他妈妈，他好像就是他妈妈的孩子。
And he was a runaway.
而他又是一个离家出走的人。
Or if he were on TV, we'd call him he's on the lam. There's not a probably good translation for that one. He just ran away from his problems.
他就是每次都是逃避他的问题。
But one of the things, whenever we run away from something, These problems, these people, these circumstances always seem to meet us in the future.
很多时候我们为了逃避问题的时候，其实这些问题跟人事物都好像会从我也仍然会面对着我们而来。
But the interesting part about Jacob is that he came from a godly family.
但是很有意思的是，这个雅各他是从一个信神的家庭里面长大。
His grandfather, Grandpa Abraham.
他的祖父是亚伯拉罕。
Who was a friend of God.
他是神的朋友。
Isaac, his father, was that promised child that was promised to Abram and Sarah in their old age. Isaac, the name of his daddy meant laughter.
而且他的父亲就是神应许亚伯拉罕所要使他喜笑的孩子。
And he came from a family that worshipped God.
他是生长在一个信神敬拜神的家庭。
But as Jeffrey mentioned in his testimony, there was a part of Jacob that all of his faith and all of his religion was not yet his own.
但是刚刚就像 Jeffrey 所提到的，其实雅各他所有的信仰都不是他个人的。
And each of us face crises in our lives where we have to own our parents' faith.Own our pastor's faith, own our church's faith.
但是当我们每一次碰到我们生命中许多的危机的时候，并不是那些我们的牧师的信心，我们的父母的信心能够帮助。
And these times will come to us in crises.
而且这些时机一定会在我们人生中危险的时候。
And that's my prophecy to you that each of you graduating seniors will face a crisis.
所以这就是我今天对你们所说的预言，就是每一个毕业生，你们在生活上会碰到你们的危机。
And if you spend enough time with the adults in this room, you will discover that each of us have faced crises.
而且你也知道，我们中间的成年人，每一个人都生命中都碰到很多的危机。
Let me just share with you some of the things that may happen in the next 3 or 4 years.
让我来分享三四件事情可能发生的。
You probably graduated near the top of your class. You might be the smartest kid in your high school.
可能你毕业的时候，你是你班上最顶尖的学生。
And now you're going to find yourself at college with all the other smartest kids in their high school, and you're going to find out that maybe you're not the top of the class anymore, and that may be a real crisis for you.
所以你到大学的时候，你可能发现你同班的人都是每个学校最棒的，所以你那个时候已经可能不再是顶尖的学生了。这时候你碰到了你的危机。
It's always a crisis when we fail in our own expectations.
很多的时候，当我们的期望被失败的时候，我们就碰到了危机。
You may face a medical crisis.
你也可能会碰到你的身体上有病痛的事情。
It might be a psychological crisis.
你也碰到你心理上的问题。
You're not sleeping enough. You worry too much. And all of a sudden, your world that's organized all becomes disorganized.
很多的时候你睡不够，你忧虑的太多，整个你的生活心思整个变成了没有秩序。
And it will be a problem and will cause worry for you and your family and your friends.
而且这个会造成了你的家庭还有你自己的一个问题。
You may have the roommate from hell.
你可能你碰到一个很糟糕的一个室友。
And that's a crisis and you're going to discover that in the first 48 hours.
你一进去的时候，你前面的两三天你就要碰到你生命中最大的问题。
You like to go to bed around midnight. He likes to go to bed about 4 in the morning.
你想要12点以前睡觉，可是你的室友他要4点才睡。
You like a certain kind of music, and he likes music that probably doesn't make any sense to anybody on this planet.
你喜欢某一种形式音乐，可是你的室友他的那个音乐恐怕在全地球上都没有任何人会同意的。
You may like your privacy, and he's in bed with his girlfriend.
你喜欢有一个你个人安静的私生隐秘的生活，可是他却带着他女朋友上床。
Some of the college students are shaking their head like they understand what I'm talking about. We adults say, "What in the world is he talking about?" But it's true, right?
我看到有一些大学生在那里点头或摇头，好像不知道一样。
You may face a crisis of somebody who will be challenging your faith in ways in which you ever never thought.
你会碰到有人他来挑战你，让你碰到很多你从来没有期望期盼遇见的事。
You may face a financial crisis. Your dad calls and says, guess what? My company's been sold. I don't have a job. I don't know how I'm going to pay for the next 3 years of your college education.
可能你的父亲突然告诉你说，我的公司情况不好了，可能剩下了三年，我没有办法付你的学费。
And I could go on because I believe that these are crises that each of us have faced at various times in our life. And you all will be facing these crises. And Jacob faces a crisis today.
而我可以一直不断地举出许多的事情，但是你要知道你将来会碰到了一些危机，就会像雅各他今天我们要谈的一样。
And we learn from Jacob's wrestling with God that it's in the crisis that he meets God.
而我们会发现到雅各当他在跟神摔跤的时候，他却在他的危机中遇见了神。
It's this idea thatWhen we're in the greenhouse, when we're in the protected arena, we grow, but we don't grow hardy. But when we're in the crisis, when we're in the freezing weather, when we're in the drenched weather, that's when we grow and we grow tough.
很多时候我们就像在那个绿色的那个温室里面成长的植物一样，我们会长，可是我们长得不够强壮。
And the crisis that Jacob is facing is his brother Esau. It's a crisis from his past.
当雅各这个时候他所遇到的一个危机乃是他的弟兄，也就是他过去的历史。
Jacob is leaving with his wife, his children, or his wives. He's leaving with his wives and his children and his cattle and his sheep, and he's going to meet his warrior brother Esau.
这个时候雅各他已经离开了他的妻子、他的孩子、他的财产，可是他要单独的来面对他的哥哥，是个勇士。
And he's scared for his life because he stole Esau's birthright.
这个时候，雅各心里非常的害怕，因为他曾经骗过他哥哥长子的名分。
And it's in the crisis that he will learn to internalize whether the faith of Abraham, Isaac will now become the faith of Jacob.
而在这个危机里面，他开始要面对到底他的祖父、他父亲的那个信心是不是他自己的信心。
Sharon and Alan, I must say that I was very blessed by your testimonies and honored by the Christian families that you've been raised in.
Sharon 和 Alan, 我必须要告诉你们，我真是为着你们的家庭、你们的见证所给我的祝福。
And I speak for your parents as a parent watching my own children graduate.It's our desire that the faith of our family becomes your faith intimately and personally.
作为一个父亲，尤其在基督徒的家庭长大的话，我们真的期望我们做父母的信心能够成为孩子的信心。
The two best things that parents ever give their children.
有两件事是一个做父母的能够给他们孩子最好的礼物。
Are what your parents have given you.
我要说你们的父母给你的。
The two best things are roots and wings.
两件事情是可以扎根而且可以成长的。
You've been rooted and grounded in the Word. You've been rooted and grounded in God's people. You've been rooted and grounded in the Christian church.
你是在一个基督徒的环境中，在教会里面你生长。
And now you're getting ready to fly.
现在你要飞了。
Now, I know the time is a little late, but will you give me just 2 minutes for an illustration, please?
我知道时间，今天的时间蛮紧迫，我请你们原谅，给我一点时间。
There's a website out in Iowa called the Decorah Eagle Camp.
现在在 Iowa 在那里有一个网站叫做 Decorah
Eagles.
Eagles.
I have been watching these eagles since they were little babies coming right out of the egg.And then little eaglets.
我看了他的影片，看到那个小的鹰，当他们刚刚成为从蛋里面出来的时候。
And now 2 months later, there are 3 real eagles with wings, and they're ready to fly.
而且等了经过两个月以后，他们已经成为真的鹰的样子，而且准备飞了。
I've watched the mother bring fish into the nest, and I've watched these eagles poke away at the fish.
我看到那个父母，那个母，大老鹰把那个鱼弄到他们的巢里。
I've watched the wind come into the nest, and these little baby eagles start to stretch their wings, and you see how big they're going to be when they fly.
我们看到当风起来的时候，那个鹰它把它的翅膀张开的时候，你可以看到它有多长，可以飞。
But the second gift that those mothers can give those eaglets is the ability to fly.
但是第二个这个大的鹰能够给小鹰的礼物，就是让它有能够飞的能力。
And as soon as they leave that nest, they're going to face crises.
当这个小鹰离开他们的巢的时候，它马上要碰到危机。
Now let's look at the word. So Esau is coming to meet Jacob, and Jacob is afraid. And verse 24, Jacob is alone with God, and a man wrestled with Jacob.
我们看32章24节，只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
One of the ways we develop intimacy with God is when we are alone with God in the middle of a crisis.
我们能够跟神亲近的一个 时机，就是当我们成为孤独的时候，我们可以单独的来面对神。
And the danger of American culture is to run away from crisis.
而在我们这个美国文化里面，最危险的一件事就是让我们离开神。
To enter into a fantasy world where we've escaped. We try to escape reality.
这个危机就是叫我们逃避问题，逃避现实。
And God is in the midst of that crisis, and God wants to wrestle with us, and He will overtake us. So He says, I want you to be mine. I want you to trust in me personally, intimately.
但是神他却在愿意在危机里面来跟我们摔跤，而且要得到我们，使我们知道在危机里面能够认识他。
And so James says to us in the same vein, he says, when you encounter crises, count it all joy.
所以当雅各书里面说到凡是你遇到试探的时候，你总遇到试炼的时候，你总要以为大喜乐。
You will meet God in that exam. You will meet God in that crazy roommate. You will meet God in that teacher in that class. You will meet God in that financial difficulty.
因为你在所有你的宿舍里头里面，你碰到的老师，你碰到的一些危机里面，你都会遇到神。
And so Jacob wrestles with God, and he wrestles with him all night. In verse 25, it says, God touched the socket of Jacob.
所以我们看到雅各跟神摔跤了一个整夜，可是25节说，那个时候那个人摸了雅各的大腿窝。
It's in the crisis that we experience the touch of the Almighty God.
所以在危机里面的时候，我们会碰到神来摸我们。
We don't experience the Christ, we don't experience the touch of God in the easy times. It's in the tough times that we find God.
所以我们不是在我们平常平安的时候碰到，而是在我们危机的时候，我们看到神来摸我们，打我们一下。
Now, when I was in high school, I did a little wrestling in phys ed or gym.
当我在高中的时候，我参加了摔跤的队。
I did not like it at all.
我一点都不喜欢那个摔跤。
I was tall, I was lanky, I liked basketball, I did not like wrestling.
虽然我个子高，但是我喜欢打篮球，我却不喜欢摔跤。
And the worst guys that I wrestled with were guys just about the size of Pastor King.
所以最糟糕的是有一个人像金弟兄这样的高。
When you're taller, you're a little ganglier, you're just not as coordinated.
可是你虽然我很高，可是我好像我身体没有办法协调的好。
And these guys were our same weight, so that meant we could wrestle together, but they were coordinated. You couldn't throw them down, they were close to the ground already.
虽然这个矮的人他跟我一样的重量，所以我们可以在同一组打，可是他好像能够协调得很好，而且你摔他很容易就能够
I'd have to touch the ground to grab him at the waist. For him, he just bends over a little bit. He's got me down, and he throws me over.
我比较高，所以我很难弯下腰来抓他。可是他比较靠近地，所以他很容易就把我扳倒。
But one thing you learn about wrestling is you're very close.
当你学摔跤的时候，你们必须两个人要非常的近。
And when Jacob is alone with God, wrestling all night with God, he is intimate with God. He is closer to God than he's ever been before.
你知道，当雅各跟神终夜摔跤的时候，他是从来这一生里面没有跟神那么亲近过。
And he clings and he wrestles and they go back and forth, and then God just sort of ping, he just touches him. He doesn't dislocate his shoulder, he doesn't crack his back, he doesn't throw him on the mat, he justTouches him and he dislocates his hip.
所以我们看到神在整个摔跤过程中，他只是轻轻的 点到了他一下，那么他就瘸了。
And Jacob recognizes that in this powerful wrestling match in the middle of the night alone, he has met God.
所以雅各知道，在这个夜深人静的时候，他跟神摔跤的时候，他实际的遇到了神。
And what does he say?
他怎么说呢？
He said, "Bless me."
他说，请祝福我。
He says, verse 26, he says, I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me. I'm going to hang on, I'm going to cling, but you must bless me.
所以二十六节他说，你不要走，除非你给我祝福。
And God says, here's how I'm going to bless you.
所以神说，好，我祝福你。
What's your name?
你叫什么名字？
Jacob.
我叫雅各。
You will no longer be called Jacob, but you will be called Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. And this idea is you have striven tonight and you will continue to strive with God.
所以你的名字不再叫雅各，你要改名叫以色列，因为你与神摔跤，你都得了神。
And what does he say in verse 30? He said, I have seen God.Face to face.
所以在三十节雅各怎么说呢？他说：“我面对面见了神。”
My lesson for you graduates, my lesson for all of us, or my lesson for these college graduates, Joanna and Caleb and Christina and Gloria.
我今天给大家的这一段的教训，我不但是给毕业生，我给已经毕业的，像 Joanna 其他毕业的人。
You will see God.In crises,
你会在你的危机中遇见神。
How do I know? Look at verse 10 of the next chapter.
我们来看为什么我知道呢？到第下一章的第十节。
So Jacob has spent all night wrestling in his problem. He's been wrestling alone. He's met God intimately, and the next day he has to face his problem.
所以我们看到他整夜摔跤了以后，第二天他要来面对他的弟兄了。
And then the problem that he has to face is Esau, his brother who hates him.
所以我们知道他现在要碰到的问题是他的哥哥以扫是恨他的人。
And they meet each other and they embrace.
他们在碰见的时候，他们互相拥抱。
And Jacob offers Esau everything. Frankly, offers his whole family, but camels and sheep and everything. And Esau says, "I don't need this. I've got all this stuff anyway."
所以雅各在这时候，他就把他所有的财产，他通通要给他的哥哥以扫。可是以扫说我不需要这些，我已经有了。
But look at verse 10.
请我们看第十节。
And Jacob said, "No, please. If now I have found favor in your sight, then take my present from your hand, for I see your face as the face of God."
所以雅各说，不然我在你眼前蒙恩，就求你从我手里收下这个礼物，因为我见了你的面，如同见了神的面。
Do you see what happened?
你看到什么事情发生吗？
Esau, the brother that he had deceived, that he had robbed, he had lied about, now in the middle of this problem, he sees the face of God.
所以你看到没有，这个以扫是他曾经骗了的这个兄弟，结果现在在他生命中的危机的当中，他看到了神。
That professor who's so angry with Christianity, you'll see the face of God in that professor as he makes you more intimate with Jesus Christ.
所以你当你碰到一个教授，他是那么样的抵挡神的时候，你事实上你可以在他的这个抵挡神中间，你遇见了神，看到了神，使你跟神的关系更亲近。
And it's when we're alone,
当我们单独的时候，
in the middle of the night,
在深夜。
Wrestling with a problem that we don't really understand.
我们为着生命中许多我们甚至自己都搞不清楚的问题，在那里摔跤。
We'll experience the touch of God.
我们会经历到神来摸我们。
Your faith will move from a cultural faith to a personal faith.
你会从一个外面的文化上的信仰变成了你个人的信仰。
To the faith of my fathers, to the faith of my family, to my own faith.
所以我父亲、我父母的、我的家庭的信仰，现在信心变成了我自己的信心。
Faith of my church to my own faith.
而且从教会的信心变成我个人的信心。
I just was with my kids this yesterday for my mother's 90th, and all the cousins were there, and I began to notice how each one of them had owned their parents' faith. It's a little different than mine, They've owned the faith of their fathers in a little different way. And that's my prayer for you, Sharon. That's my prayer for you, Alan.
所以当我昨天我们全家团聚为着我的母亲90岁生日的时候，我看到了我许多的侄子、孩子，而且我看到他们在他们里面，他们有一种信心，是跟我们做父母的是有一点不一样的。可是我也在这里祝福Alan跟Sharon，你们会有自己的信心。
Now, I would like to do something a little different. I don't think Pastor King even knows what I'm going to do. So I'm going to ask the graduates and their family to come forward and stand here up front, and we're going to pray for you all. And then if Joanna's here and Gloria's here, I think Christina's gone. Is she here? Is she? No. And Caleb, of course, is in Wheaton. But we're going to pray for these college graduates because I remember when they were here 4 years ago. So if the families will come up front here, then we'll pray. And then, Gloria, we're going to ask you to come, and we want to sing that first song, the first verse, "To God be the glory, great things he has done." And then we get to that chorus, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." We'll sing together as a triumphant worship to our Father. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you will meet us in the middle of the night. You will meet us when we are alone. You will meet us in the biggest problem that we've ever faced in our life.
是的，父神，我们来赞美你，因为你会在我们所有的，在我们孤单的时候，在我们的危机中，你来遇见我们。
Thank you. We pray in the name of Jesus.
我们感谢你，我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。 大卫牧师是说邀请今天毕业生的家庭能够都到前面来，now you have to sing。现在请所有的，虽然于近年，you can please，所有的家庭，高中生跟大学生的毕业，今年大学毕业，虽然有人不在，可能在的 Gloria 你是大学毕业，Joanna
is graduating last year, right? Are you graduating?
Now we have Joanna, who graduated from college, but 4 years ago, I remember standing here in this room. She graduated from George Washington. Great. Great. And let's see. We have another graduate here. Where's Gloria? Gloria, there you are. And she graduated from Rutgers, right? And he's got a job. Both of them have jobs. I think we should give them hands for that. And now we have these high school graduates, and we want to pray for them. So let's pray, okay? Father, we thank you for these young people. We have learned that our future is always behind us.
我们知道我们将来的事情我们不知道。
As we look over our shoulder and we see these graduates, high school and college, we give you praise.
当我们回头看的时候，我们为着这些毕业生给你我们的赞美。
I thank you for godly parents and godly grandparents.
我们为着这些敬虔的父母还有祖父母，我们来感谢你。
And the weight that is upon these young people is not the weight of trying to be successful, but the weight, the eternal weight of people who have prayed for them.
我们现在知道摆在他们前面的道路，并不是要怎么样的成功，乃是我们所有的人为他们的祷告。
It's not just that they've graduated, but Father, we know that parents, elders have prayed for them.
我们知道他们虽然毕业了，可是他们的父母还有教许多年长的人都会为他们祷告。
It's not the investment of dollars to get them involved in extracurricular activities or buy computers or send them to college, but it's the investment of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we pray for them, protect them from the evil one. build a hedge around their minds.
而且能够在他们的心智里面能够成熟。
May they fight against the enemy.
所以他们能够抵挡仇敌。
May they prevail and not be prevailed against.
而他们能够成长。
And Father, we pray that as in 4 years from now, we will stand in this very same spot and we will praise you for their graduations from college. Father, may we as a church not forget to pray for them every single day. For those that have graduated from college, those that are here, those that are not here, Christina and Caleb, we ask a special blessing upon them.
主啊，我们也为着今天不在我们当中的 Caleb 还有 Christina， 也特别求你祝福他们。
And we pray, Father, that as they launch into their careers or more college education or more university education, that you would be with them and be their guide.
不管他们是在新的工作上面或者继续求学，求主你在他们生活中真的是他们的主。
For those young people that are here, Father, in high school and younger, may they know that this is a church that loves them and wants the best for them. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus. God's people said amen.
Amen.
Let's sing the song, To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done, as you all stand here, okay? And let's say it again.
请起立。我们唱第一节，我是 sing the first verse and the chorus.
请坐 ，Please be seated.